The Invasion of Indiana, Morgan's Raid, and the Battle of Corydon, on this moment of Indiana history. In the midst of the Civil War, what began as a small diversionary foray into the North by the Confederate Army became a full-fledged Southern invasion stretching across 1,000 Union miles. Beginning in Tennessee, this famous incursion has become known simply as Morgan's Raid. On July 8, 1863, the sound of shells exploding filled the air as Confederate General John Hunt Morgan's troops crossed the Ohio River near the small town of Mockport, Indiana. Stealing steamboats on the Kentucky bank, the cavalry evaded the inexperienced artillery fire of the Indiana Home Guard, sending them scrambling under a heavy fusillade. Undeterred by the skirmish and clear Confederate orders to remain behind, Morgan continued to push his forces northwest, reaching Corydon the following day. A few miles outside Indiana's former capital city, the general was accosted by 400 enthusiastic but inexperienced Union volunteers, whose valiant efforts came to an abrupt end when Morgan fired two warning shots, resulting in 15 casualties and a raised white flag of surrender on the Corydon Square. Though the Battle of Corydon itself was a Confederate victory, Morgan's raid concluded with Morgan's capture and eventual death. Corydon was the site of one of the few Civil War battles fought in the North, and the last battle to have been fought within Indiana's borders. This moment of Indiana history is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Support comes from the Indiana Historical Society, presenting the Indiana Experience, a new way to live history. Located at the Eugene and Marilyn Glick Indiana History Center on the canal, downtown Indianapolis. Information at indianahistory.org.